I mean, how could you not love them instantly? And they didn't even have probably their best, not probably their best offensive kid.
I was like, in the alternate universe, I said, Caleb Sean is watching this. And guys, we're fine.
They've done this before. They did this. I mean, they've done it to great teams before. So it's just like, I don't even know if that's really a big win for him.
He is a leader on defense. I mean, this kid has a motor, man. I mean, you can just tell he gets into the game and he starts to defend and everybody just kind of rallies behind him. He's just, he's their leader. Like, he's everything for them.
He's him.
He's him. If you don't love that win, you don't love Arizona small ball. I mean, I don't care what level you're on. That performance is one that's going to go in the record books. What is up, Arizona high school basketball fanatics? Welcome back to the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. Your other host, Reyes, is here with me as always. And this is our first of many episodes that we're dropping today. But this episode is all about number 20 Thatcher facing off against number 6, number 5, ALA Ironwood. This is going to take place tonight at 2:30 p.m. at the Finlay Toyota Center. Big Reyes, I know you're excited to get into this matchup, big dog.
Didn't know that nighttime starts at 2:30, but okay. I'm super excited, though.
So that's how we're going to do this thing, huh? Is that how you feel when I come in hot like that?
Dude, when you come in hot, bro. But yeah, I'm ready, dude. I'm excited, man. This is the Elite Eight for the 3A, dude. And we're kicking it off with number 20 Thatcher versus number 5 ALA Ironwood, the Warriors versus the Eagles.
And, I mean, I should say this as well, that this is our first time trying this layout for our podcast for this week. So you guys need to give us some feedback and let us know what you think. Instead of just doing a massive podcast episode, we're just releasing different – we did the recaps yesterday, but we're just releasing different matchups for different episodes. So you can just tune in to whatever matchup you want to, right? And you don't have to sit and wait for, like – 30 minutes to hear us talk about whatever matchup you want to hear about. So
about
let
San
us know
Pasquale,
if you like it or not, because if you like it, then we'll keep it like that. If you hate it, then we can, like, you know, never do it again. So, Reyes,
yes,
what do you
please.
Think? You think they're going to like it?
I don't know, honestly. Like, we were kind of going back and forth. I think they might like it for the diehard, like, super fans for their teams. But, you know, for the casuals, for our fanatics that just love small ball, they might just be like, dude, just keep it in one episode. We love hearing about every other team. So, like I said, but just let us know. Like I said, this is our first time trying it, but I hope you guys do like this little spurt that we got going on. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, also, another reason why we're trying this is because there's just so much content this week. It's overwhelming to think about.
Hey, bro, we've been pumping, dude. It's crazy. I'm locked and loaded. Our social media guy is locked and loaded, ready to just unload some posts.
Oh my gosh, okay. So, we are going to get into this. Do want to say, if you haven't already, head on over to Apple Podcasts, head on over to Spotify, hit subscribe, hit follow. I mean, there's thousands of you guys that are tuning in every single week and for every single episode. Make sure you don't miss one. There's a lot that are coming out this week. So just make sure that you stay up to date with all that. And then while you're there, you know, we've been grinding. We've been trying to give you guys as much content as possible. It'd be awesome if you left us a great review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Either one, and you know we love those 5-star reviews. We're going to get into this Thatcher versus ALA Ironwood. And, you know, got to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors, our partners over at Cloud9 Sports. They're a clothing sports apparel company that is run by small ball coaches, and they are literally so into the small ball scene that they wanted to partner with us. Head on over to cloud9sports.com. Use the promo code all caps smallballarmy. You'll get 10% off your purchase. Let's get into this Thatcher ALA Ironwood. You know, the thing that sticks out to me about this matchup, Ray, is that, you know, you have kind of a Cinderella story still alive. And
it's crazy.
I mean, it is. And I talked about this on the episode that I released yesterday without you because you were getting your hair cut. But I mean,
all right,
like,
bro. All right, dude. So that's how we're coming off for sure.
But no, it looks good, dude.
Thanks, man.
It was worth it. I hope.
It was. Maybe.
But I talked about this. Like, this is a team that I counted out about 2 weeks before the season ended. And they claw their way back in. They have some massive wins on the road and at home. And they're able to get themselves into the playoffs. Not only do they squeak into the playoffs, and they win their first round game at Coolidge, and then they win their second round game. And
you're thinking,
I mean,
Sabino. Sabino beat Coolidge. No, Thatcher didn't beat Coolidge.
I'm thinking it's Sabino.
Thatcher,
dude, come on, bro.
Thatcher beat Push Ridge, and then they go on the road to the Roadrunner Den, and guess what the Eagles were hungry for? Some Roadrunners. The Roadrunners weren't fast enough to get away. Thatcher takes them down 65-48 to advance to the Elite Eight in the 3A conference.
And thank you. I needed that. I really needed that.
You're welcome, dude. I got you.
You know, I think this kind of shows just how much is running through our heads right now because there's so much going on. And I have all of these different, like, storylines in my head. And so, you know, overall.
Bro, we literally have two. Yeah, we literally have two Cinderella stories happening as we speak. It's pretty nuts.
So I don't know, Coach Hull, whatever it is that you're doing with your kids, keep doing it. But they're going to have a really tough matchup here against Coach Nick, ALA Ironwood. It's not just Copeland, but, I mean, they've got a bunch of other guards and great players on that team. So let's just talk about this thing, right? What jumps out first at you about this matchup between Thatcher and ALA Ironwood? Let me just just what jumps out to you first? I want to get crazy, but what jumps out to you?
Dude, get crazy real quick. The one thing that really jumps out to me is can Thatcher – obviously, they're really good defenders and stuff like that, but can Thatcher defend against ALA's, like, size? ALA is a bigger team. I think in length, yeah. This is not your normal team from the South. You know, shouts out to the South for ended up being one of the tougher, you know, regions, like we called early in the year. That's the only thing that really sticks out to me is can they defend, you know, the size and length and even the athleticism? I think ALA has the advantage in all those three. Which can be pretty huge if you look at it in the grand scheme of things.
Well, and I think skill-wise, too, ALA Ironwood has a big advantage there.
Especially in the guard play. I know that Thatcher does have a really good shifty guard in Christian Carter, who's been playing really tough, especially late in the season. Overall, he's been playing tough, but late in the season, man, he's been doing what he's been needing to do to help lead the Eagles, you know, get to where they are now. But, I mean, ALA, like you said, yeah, I think you are right. They just kind of have a handful of kids that can handle the ball and just kind of do a little bit more than Thatcher's guards overall.
If this is very familiar territory for both of these teams. Thatcher and Ironwood have both been in this position before. You know, obviously, ALA Ironwood coming back to the Elite Eight. They went to the Final Four last year, and they lost to the Magical Mustangs. But I think this is a huge – I mean, these are two coaches that I feel like – have very much overperformed this season, right? Coach Hull and his team, you know, he said that they were going to be a little bit down this year. And, you know, comparatively to last year, I do think that's true. But, man, he's still done a phenomenal job with his group, getting them to this spot to compete for a Final Four berth. And then you also have Ironwood with Coach Nick. This is first year on here, right? And ALA Ironwood does not miss a beat. And, I mean, they're going to be here, and they're favored, in my mind, to win in this matchup against Thatcher. The computers have ALA Ironwood winning 70-59. They favor ALA Ironwood. And, I mean, a couple keys to the game here that I think are very worthy to note, right? Look at the rebounds per game that they have. Both equal. I mean, you could technically say that Ironwood has 31 rebounds a game, but Thatcher is a very good rebounding team, even though they don't have the size and maybe the athleticism that Ironwood has.
Look at the assists. Both teams are sharing the ball a lot, which is always great to see. And Thatcher is not only just about one assist away from tying that, too. Steals per game, ALA is probably getting, looks like they're getting about 10 a game as opposed to Thatcher's 7, and blocks, you know, like you said, with the size and length of ALA Ironwood, I'm not surprised that they're close to 3 blocks a game compared to, you know, 2 blocks a game. So, I mean, you're looking at the, like, just general, like, stats, like the, just the comparison, right, just from the max preps, and it, everything in, like, what we've been saying so far has just been leaning towards Ironwood, but I think if you're Thatcher, I don't think that you count them out, obviously, right? They're a really well-coached team. I guess, what are some keys of the game for Thatcher? Like I said, we've been talking about a lot about ALA just so far. What does Thatcher need to do to help themselves not only gain an advantage but advance to the Final Four?
Well, here's the thing that you know Thatcher is going to do. It's the same thing they've been doing all this last stretch of the season. And, I mean, it's given them an edge in the playoffs, especially. They have been able to out-hustle, out-muscle every team that they've played against. And every single 50-50 ball is theirs. I mean, they are just all a bunch of dogs. And, you know, me making the comment about ALA Ironwood and their athleticism, It almost kind of implies that Thatcher is not athletic. They are. It's just a different type of athletic, right?
Yeah.
And Thatcher is, I mean, what they've been able to do is they've been able to just really win all those 50-50 balls. They've been able to out-hustle, you know, probably out-rebound most of their opponents. So that has to be true of them again. But what they're going to need is they need some other kids to step up in this playoff scenario. Mm. Like, they've got to have some kids that have a big game. You know, you mentioned Christian Carter averaging 17 a game. He's doing some really great stuff for them. What I'm looking for is the surrounding cast, somebody who usually is averaging like 5 points a game, you know, like 3 points a game, maybe even 6 points a game. They need to have like 17 a game, or they need to have 17 this game, right? I think if they can have some kids that really step up and the moment is not too big for them, they're going to need that, because Thatcher is still going to win a lot of those 50-50 balls, but Ailey Ironwood is just better offensively, more poised than these other teams that they've played. They're also going to need some kids to step up. I think that's a huge key for Thatcher. And for Ailey Ironwood, on the flip side, a huge key for them is they're going to have to figure out, I mean, I don't know what Coach Nick could tell his kids to motivate them more. I mean, this is a team that's been playing really well. I mean, you just beat Scottsdale Christian by like 20-plus. In the playoffs, right?
Yeah, but solidified, I mean, right there.
Those kids have got to win every fit. I mean, they've got to limit those for Thatcher. They've got to get all the rebounds. And, I mean, if they can keep Thatcher from getting 30 rebounds in this game, I think that they take care of business. But to me, those are two keys there. Ailey Ironwood is going to have to really get gritty in this game in order to really put Thatcher away, because Thatcher's not going to go away.
No, I agree with you. And I think one thing that Thatcher can do is kind of make the game chaotic, right? Like I said, mm-hmm. forcing just tough passes, just being very aggressive in the passing lanes, just almost making an ugly game, I think could help Thatcher, especially when you have a team like Ailey Ironwood who likes to get into their sets, their continuity, and just maybe disrupt that a little bit, right? Just cause 50-50 balls and stuff like that so they know they can get those and, you know, make them take just tough shots. That's the only thing I can kind of think of for Thatcher where I think they could really benefit if they make this game ugly.
Right, yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, if they just make it an absolute all-out dogfight, that benefits them like crazy. So
We need a Pima Thatcher kind of ugly.
Mm-hmm, I know, that's what I'm talking about. So,
bloodshed.
Interesting, though, is matchups-wise, right? Mm-hmm. Common opponents, if you look at that. You know, Ailey Ironwood, they go to Coolidge and they lose 67-61. That's kind of an interesting thing to note and to kind of throw out there, right? Coolidge did get a big win there. We know how they've been all year. Ailey Ironwood also against Pushridge, they lost 60-59.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at those common opponents, and it's not like, you know, for some of you guys maybe listening to this, maybe like if you're a Thatcher fanatic, whatever, maybe you're kind of sitting there thinking like, can we compete or can they compete? Can this 20 seed compete with this 5 seed? And the answer is absolutely they can, you know, especially if you look at their common opponents. So, I mean, there's going to be a great matchup here. This is going to be today, not tonight, at 2:30 p.m. at the Toyota Center. I mean, I'm just looking at this record for Thatcher, too. I mean, 20-7. I mean, that's impressive for this group that Coach Hole has got. So he's done a great job. Who are you looking for in Ailey Ironwood to really have a huge game here in the Elite Eight? Because I think about last year, Corey Wood had some massive games in the playoffs for them. You know, Tony Willis did some great things for them. You know, who are you looking for in Ailey Ironwood to really step up this year?
Obviously, you know, one of our Viral Heap finalists, Chad Copeland, I think, needs to have a huge game. And then I think it's Edgerton. Mm-hmm. Jackson Edgerton, I think is his name. Yeah. I think that he needs to have a coming out party too, and I think this is a great opportunity for him to really make a real impact on this game. Not saying he doesn't, but you know what I mean? I think having those two dynamic scorers and dynamic guards can really just elevate ALA's play.
Yeah, and also you got Chapman, you got Adkins. I mean, this is a very balanced team. If you go down the list of all the contributions here, there's a lot of things that are being shared all around. And I'm not even just talking about points. I'm talking about rebounds. I'm talking about assists. There's some people that are spreading that around. There's a bunch of people getting steals. You know, I'm looking for a lot of that kind of stuff. So, I mean, yeah, this is a great matchup. Let's give a prediction, Big Ray. Who you got? Actually, here, let me do this. Okay, Big Ray, who you got in this matchup?
I am going to go... I'm going to go Ironwood on this one. I think it's going to be a closer game. I'm going to go Ironwood.
You're
going to
go Ironwood?
I know, dude. I know.
Let me take you back to last year when you bet against Ironwood in the Final Four. Or in the Elite Eight against Fountain Hills.
Yeah, oh, that's right. And then, dude, they just crushed Fountain Hills.
Bro, that was...
And then the next game, I did bet the Mustangs, so just saying.
You're such a troll, dude. It's crazy.
You want to keep tabs, let's keep tabs.
It's great, man. I love it. So
no, I'm going to go Ironwood, though, dude. Yeah, I I'm going to rock with Ironwood. I'm very confident in what they got going on over there. I'm going to go Ironwood plus +8.
I'm also going to go with Ironwood on this. I cannot, even though Coach Hull and Thatcher has been playing incredible this last stretch, I think ALA Ironwood is going to be able to handle a lot of that physicality, a lot of that toughness that Thatcher brings. I think they're going to be able to handle that, and I think they're going to be able to transcend. I do think it's a close game, though, so I think it's like plus +5 ALA Ironwood against Thatcher. They get the win, and they will advance on to the Final Four.
What's for dinner then, dude?
What's for dinner, dude?
What are the Warriors having for dinner, dude?
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like it's kind of disrespectful when you say that, bro.
It is disrespectful, respectfully. Oh, yeah, but oh, yeah, so.
It, bro. But I guess technically they'd be having eagles.
Eagle what? I don't even know.
Eagle eggs.
Jesus Christ. That's their kids, dude.
Eagle eggs, like from Nacho Libre.
Oh, that's right, dude. Great, great movie.
Give me eagle powers. Give me no nutrients.
That's a great game. I love that. That's crazy, bro. But, yeah, I mean, that's our breakdown pretty much. Yeah, we have Ironwood versus Thatcher. We have Ironwood. I have Ironwood plus +8. Jeff has them plus +5. I guess we'll kind of see who's right, but like I said, this is a fun matchup to kind of kick off the Elite Eight for 3A.
Let us know what you guys think as well. We'll be posting some videos about this stuff, but we want to hear your input on both of these, on this matchup and then all the other ones as well. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Good luck to all of the teams. Small ball army or small ball out.